You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Speaking of the numbers, lots of retailers are reporting earnings this week. Macy's was up today and unveiled its third straight quarter of declining sales. But it was the department store chain's lousy outlook for the next quarter that sent its stock into free fall, down more than 14% at last check. And there's likely to be more where that came from as inventories pile up on store shelves. Macy's put part of the blame on warm weather and also fewer tourists shopping. But as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports, department stores face an even bigger problem: timing.
Let the seasonal belly aching begin. Retailers love to complain about the weather. It's too cold. No one wants to shop. It's too warm. No one wants to shop.
It's a convenient excuse.
That's retail analyst Mara Devitt from Macmillan Doolittle.
It's something that we have to deal with and we have to plan for. Easier said than done, though.
Especially for department stores, which order billions of goods every year. Alexander Chernov is a marketing professor at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University.
It's a big challenge because if you're like a retailer with a physical location, so most of your sales promotions, they have been pre-planned. Most of your inventory is already there.
For all the talk of fast fashion, many big department stores still work on a calendar where they're ordering merchandise months and months ahead of time. They're promoting it in pre-season sales. Wool coats in September, tankinis in February. But that's not how we shop.
Progressive retailers have learned that the consumer buys more based on need today than they do on desire.
Marshall Cohen is a retail analyst from the NPD Group.
Retailers are beginning to recognize the consumer wants cold weather product starting about now.
Because it's getting cold. Retailers are trying to get more nimble, using data to manage supply, writing more flexible contracts. But department stores have got to stock everything from silk underwear to toddler boots to Christmas tree oven mitts. And when they don't sell, the red pens come out and markdown season comes early for all of us. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.